Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. This hadith is about retribution or qisas. This is a topic that has been mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read, "There is life for you in retribution." This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاسِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Maybe you will be God-wary. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Also, in another verse we read, a sacred month for a sacred month, and all sanctities require retribution. So should anyone aggress against you, assail him in the manner he assailed you, and be wary of Allah, and know that Allah is with the God-wary. Also, and in it we prescribe for them a life for a life, and an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and retaliation for wounds. Yet whoever remits out of charity, that shall be an atonement for him. Those who do not judge by who Allah has sent down, it is they who are the wrongdoers. So in this connection, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said the following. He said this with respect to the verse we recited, "There is life for you in retribution." He explained why this is so. The Imam said, "Because whoever intends to kill and knows that he will be punished as a result and refrains from doing so, there will be a new life for the person who he intended to kill. For the criminal wanted to kill, and the life for people other than these two who know that retribution is obligatory, and they do not dare kill for fear of retribution." Similarly, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Allah ordained faith to be purification from polytheism, and retribution to act as prevention of bloodshed." Finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, revive retribution, ihyul qisas, revive it, and revive the truth, and do not disperse," meaning do not be disunited amongst yourselves. "Be Muslims and submit, and you will be saved." These are the things that can save you: retribution, unity amongst yourselves, and submission to the orders of Allah in general terms. These are all acts which can save you, and you will be secure from all dangers, both in this world and in the hereafter. But of course, a retribution is an act which is higher than it, and that is forgiving the retribution. The Prophet said, "Whoever forgives blood money, their reward will be nothing short of heaven." And the Prophet said, "Any person who is afflicted on their body in any way and will remit this out of charity, Allah will elevate their level and demote their mistakes." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at retribution in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل